We are on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. And we're going to start again from Boy Rava, fifth line from the top. We're going to start from the fifth line from the top. Boy Rava. Yes, Shaila Behekim, or Yain Shaila Behekim. Can you remove the Hakama? Again, as I mentioned yesterday, we had this as a fact a few blocks ago that you can remove the Hakam. But here the Gemara is asking the Shaila, because the Gemara didn't know what you know from two blocks ago. So the Gemara is asking it, and the answer is going to be yes, and therefore the Gemara two blocks ago just said yes without asking the Shaila there. Imtin Salaima Yeshaila Behekim. And if you're going to say there is.
I mean, we had something in a rush that talked about if there are two people, one of the.
We have the Gemara that talked about it, yeah. It was a Gemara.
That you go, you do it. The first guy who did the Hey Hafara, let's do it again.
It's not like this, you're saying.
Right, exactly. The rush brings out those pieces.
Yes.
Right? So. That's only going to work. He did a second guy, the husband, did a kamla.
And he removed it.
And then he wanted to be made for it.
That's not the problem. The problem is, guys, me bizarre of them. I don't know why we're doing this now.
It has nothing to do with it tomorrow.
No,
did he do a far afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means you can do it.
No, you don't. Because actually, can you combine the fathers with his? Because when the father did it, it was invalidated by the guy's Hakama. We're not voting that Gemara now. Ron, please don't do this to me. You're asking me shot the Gemara two blocks ago. There's two shot them there. Exactly. Boy Rava. It's nothing to do with this Gemara. There's no two people here. And this Gemara is one person, the father or the husband. She's either single or she's married. We're not in Arusa now. Yes, Shaila Behekim, I ain't Shaila Behekim. Is there a Shaila Nakam or not? And Imtim Tzulayma, yes, Shaila Behekim, yes, Shaila Behofer, ain't Shaila Behofer. Let's have a guy nullified the netter, and now he has Charata that he nullified it. Can he go to Beth and remove that? Zuck the rush. Yes, Shaila Behekim. Im Amr Lachayim Lechi, he said it's Mekuyim. Venishu Lachachim al Hakamasai. And he asked the Chacham to remove his Hakamah. Mahani le'afara oylai. Mi arminan has b'chsib bei le'yachol devaray. V'dashinan av'acherim b'ichlam lai. Right, we have a drasha. How do I know Hataras Nadarim? Hataras Nadarim is learned out from a drasha. Says he shouldn't cancel his words. We have a drasha, others can cancel it for him. That's how we learn out Hataras Nadarim. The Gemara in Chagiga says, it's harim achluyim b'sara. It's like one little remez in the pasuk, and the whole parsha of Hataras Nadarim comes from that. From the words, for you can take it off. Now, Dafke Gabe Neder. Maybe that's a chiddush for Neder. Avokiyam Neder Shalish Toiloi. But the validation of his wife's Neder cannot be removed. I do Makiyam Neder Kineder Damya. Or maybe validating a Neder is like making your own Neder. It has the same properties that the Torah allows for others to remove it. That's the Shiloh. Right, the Torah wrote a chiddush. It's a chiddush. A guy made a vow, and it can be removed. Now, we assume it is a davar pashut, because that's how we live. Hataras Nadarim. But where did the Gemara learn it from? A pasuk that says, you can't break your word. Others can, for you. That's a raya of Hataras Nadarim. Now, how about validation? Is that like an eder? Is that get included? Or it doesn't get included? That's the shayla of the Gemara. And yes, shayla b'hafra eloi. Zakdarash. Mi aminan. Even the Yeshayla Behekim, who I did not be behofer. If you're going to say that when the Torah says, Loyachol Devaray, it allows you to move rewards of validation also, right? The question, who I did not be behofer, is the same thing true by nullifying. The Im Havarlov, initial Lachachim, Alavarasai, Chazar Anadil Lekad Musai. And if he goes to the Chacham to remove his Hafara, the Neder reverts back to its original. Idilma, very important Rashi. Nehi diyeshayla behekam, haynu shem dekiyim Neder kineder dami. Validating a Neder is strengthening a Neder, so it gets the properties of Neder that you can remove it. Av Hafara, elo shayla. So the Rush is saying, why should there be a difference between Hakam and Hasvara? The Rush is pointing it out. It's a second Shaila. I mean, the Gemara says, theoretically, and not only theoretically, but as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, practically, you can remove Hakama, but you can't move Hasvara. Why? If you're expanding Nether to include validation, so why don't you expand it to include nullification? You can remove validation, you should be able to remove validation. They're all words of your mouth, right? Why would we expand it? The Torah said Nether can be removed. That means what you utter with your mouth, you can go to Bezin and have it removed. So now we wanted to expand it, not only to the Nether itself, but even to the validation of the Nether. So why not expand it to the Hafara of the Nether? So to Rush, validation of the Nether is like the Nether. You're strengthening a Nether, so it goes into Nether. Hafara is canceling. Canceling is not like Nether. Adarabba, you just erase the Nether. Who says that can be removed? That might not be included in the Parsha of Nether. Right, the muscle. If a guy says, I'll give you my word. I don't want to make a mitzvah now. He says something with his mouth. He says, Kriya Shema. Can he be matur Kriya Shema, Chas V'Shalom? Go to Bez and say, I want to remove the Kriya Shema I said. I didn't have enough kavana. I want to redo Kriya Shema. I just saw that the Shaila Baltaisav, if you do Kriya Shema twice, unless you're Mechavan, sorry, against myself. He said, Krishma, you're a mitzvah. Now to go do Krishma again, it's a shiloh, whether it's about Taitsev or not. I'm not getting involved in that now. But let's say the guy wants to remove Krishma. Can he remove Krishma? No such thing. The Torah said, Nether can be removed. The Torah didn't say everything you say with your mouth can be removed. You insulted a guy. You called him a name. Then you say, I'll go to Beth and I'll remove that I called him a name. You can't remove that. Exactly. You said Krishma. You insulted the guy. It's a dun. Now, the Torah made a chiddush that you made a nether and you can remove it. Now, what's included in that? So first the Gemara de Shaila, is validation included? But even if validation is included, because that's validating the nether, so it's part of nether. But to nullify the nether is the exact opposite of nether. So is that also included or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. So there's a two-step Shaila. Hakama and Hafara. Yes?
You're taking it axiomatic. You can't do things which are retroactive. We have already definitionally said that the difference between Nether and being Mater is the Mater is retroactive and removes the Nether ab initio. So, therefore, you can do something which removes it retroactive.
Again, the Torah wrote a Kiddush by Nether that you can remove it. The Kiddush by Nether, it doesn't apply to Kriya Shema. I'm trying to prove a point. Again, I want to point something out. You can't remove what you say. It's only in the Dharm that the Torah allowed me to remove. I cannot take from that, extrapolate, and say, therefore, everything I say can be removed. I validated the Nether. Validate does not validate it retroactively. Validate means from now it's validated. Now, I want to know, can you remove that? Is that included in the Chiddush HaTorah called Hatzaras HaTorah? And then, if that is Hafara included?
The concept of time-independent action is not as novel as I'm saying. I agree with what you're saying.
I'm not retroactively doing anything here. I want to remove what I did like I can remove Nether retroactively. But it's not Nether. I can't remove Krishma retroactively. I can't remove an insult retroactively. I can't remove things that I said. It's only Nether that the Torah lets me remove. And Shua. And Kabbalah Bar Mitzvah. I can't remove everything I say. Is Hafara included or not? It's a very simple Shaila. I'm not saying there's a novel thing. It is a novel thing called Nether. But it's a novel thing. But once it's there, it's there. I agree.
I'm not trying to blame.
I'm not sure what you want to say, so.
No, I'm just saying the reason you're giving is like your mother's reason. I'm sorry I broke the
face.
Well, the face is still broken, isn't it?
Again, Doctor, I'm really not going to get into this. I think it's a very simple explanation what I said. I don't see what
I
did.
I understand what you're saying, but it's... Okay, the concept
of Liam. Of course you can remove a Nether retroactively, but that's a Chiddush of Nether. It's not a Chiddush anywhere else.
I'm not sure.
It's not a rule across the Torah. There's nothing else you can remove.
I believe you, but it's really...
Yeah, tshuva can do the same thing. Akiras HaRatz and Akiras HaMaiz. Okay, but it has nothing to do with that. That's between you and God. This is a netter that has to do with you, yes?
I'm wondering, you just don't make a new netter if you want to resume
that. Yeah, exactly.
But here by tomorrow, we see that it has the quality of weakness because it's shared.
Not shared, it's talking about a father or a husband, nothing to do with an aris.
No, make a diet, something, make a diet for a...
That's when there's a shutmas, there's no shutmas here.
Yeah, by a regular father.
This is not talking about an aris. Can you go to Bezin? You nullified your wife's netter. Your wife made a netter yesterday not to eat tomatoes. And tomatoes are her favorite food. It's inui nefesh. And you went and you were made for it. Now you decided that your wife doesn't deserve tomatoes. So you want to remove the hafara.
All I'm saying is that the concept of hafara has a quality that it's not a real hafara. It's a different kind of hafara.
It's not hafara. It's a nullification from now. It is not a Torah. The question, I think we're getting involved. Can you remove something you said? Can you remove your Kriya Shema?
No.
Why not? I'm removing it. I can remove Neder. Why can't I remove Kriya Shema? Because Neder is a Kiddush. There's nothing else I can remove. You know, Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik from Boston says the following shot. Why do we do Atar Sadar before Rosh Hashanah? And before Yom Kippur. Why? So there's two pshatim in Hataras Nedarim. One is retroactive, Hatara, and one is Medar al-Haba, by Kol Nidre. There's two pshatim. One is that you're removing the past, one is that you're saying in the future. He says, you know why we do it? We're coming to the Rebbeinu and we're doing tshuva. So what is tshuva? I regret that I did it. Okay, how about if you had an Aveira that you did that you can make that never happened? Without the help of the Rebbeinu Shloim of tshuva. If you do it, then you can come to the Rebbeinu Shem and say, I could wish I could remove my other Averis as well. Look, the one Aver I could remove, I did. It's retroactive. Or, come on, let's say you could promise the Rebbeinu Shem, you'll never do a chet again. There's one Aver you can guarantee you'll never do again. You make him a god that you won't do a netter. That it won't count. Look, Rebbeinu Shem, before you keep, you tell the Rebbeinu Shem, listen, I regret what I did. I won't do him again. Right? You don't believe me? The one Aveira, I could do both. I did. That's his shot in white cold Nidre before you get. Fine. Take it. Leave it. Like it. Don't like it. That's not the point. But it's a Kiddush and Neder.
We also possibly do for the future.
It's a Machloikas
Rishayim.
It's a Machloikas Rishayim.
Right. For sure. People say for the future, you can already say, I want to absolve myself from what mistakes I will make.
That's not true. A guy can't say, Rebbeinu Shloim, I'm a cop, I want to be Maisa Maidah. That every Kriya Shema I miss shouldn't count against me.
I'm not talking about this, I'm talking about nothing.
That's the only thing you can do.
And for the future,
I said that, either past or future. But that's the only Aveira you can prevent by saying it shouldn't count. It's in your hand to prevent it.
Where do we get the power to say about the future?
That's the power of my God. See, Dav Chav Gimel Amid Beis in the Dar. We learned it. Yamid Adam Barash Hashanah V'yayim Kol Neder Shani Yatsas. That's the power of what you can do.
Right, it's
true. And for the Gemara Tashma, this is a very simple Pashat. Yom Reb Yechinen, Nishalom Al HaHekav and Nishalom Al HaHafra. He said it as a Tzap. He just said it. He didn't bring any Urias. He didn't bring any Havaminas. Said a statement. Rabbi Yochanan is proof. He said, halachically, you can remove a hakama, you can't remove a hafara. Dr. Rush. No, Rush.
Rabbi didn't know that, you mean?
What? Rabbi didn't know. Well, when he asked the Shiloh, he didn't know it.
No,
you have to understand, this is not even so schwer. Because Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi lived in Babel, after Rabbi Yochanan, not far after Rabbi Yochanan, but after Rabbi Yochanan. They didn't work. Their WhatsApp, texting, email, all these things, AI, they didn't have that at that point. Didn't work in Babel. Babel was an isolated country. They didn't have all these modern inventions. So in order to get Rabbi Yochanan's halachas, somebody had to come from Eretz Yisrael and teach him. That's why you constantly in Shas say, Ki asa Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ki asa Rabbimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ki asa Rabban Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ki asa Fubayuda Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because these were students of Rabbi Yechanan or they were from Eretz Yisrael, Ki Asa, when they came from Eretz Yisrael, they told us Rabbi Yochanan's words. We didn't know them. We didn't have the Yerushalmi in front of us. They didn't have it. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has always been brought in. So it's very common that Amiram did not know what Rabbi Yochanan
said. We don't do this too often, do we?
What?
Usually we say, oh, we have a Tashma, we have a Bryce, so that is.
We very rarely prove him an Amira, but he's an early Amira. So to us, that's good enough. Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, those are the ones that are good. Even Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, we use them also. Yes?
Well, you've given many, many, many times that it is a principle that Amoraim do not necessarily know all Brises.
That's true.
At which point it is obvious that Amoraim do not necessarily know all
Brises. I said that, and I also added Rabbi Yochanan happened to be unique because he was far away. It made it even harder. That's all I'm saying.
If you look at travel, time, go from Surah to Pasadisa,
again, I said, these are the Amiroim that brought us Rabbi Yochanan and Tzaira.
They're listed out.
And that's why they're very commonly arguing about what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kiyasar of Dimi, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan one way, Kiyasar Ravan, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan a different way, and we have no idea.
Yeah. The point is that you can skip the Rava's Shaila and just say the halacha of what Rabbi Yochanan said. It doesn't matter.
You want to know why Rabbi Nirvashi put it in this way? You'll have to write him a letter.
No, I thought maybe you could.
You want to say a Moshe Shmuza that is
very good. That's not what I want. I just mean, if it is the.
I'm trying to figure out what you want to prove by that. You want to prove that Rabbi didn't know things and he asked Shilas. Yeah, 100%. He does that all through chess.
And everything you gained by, meaning why is this easier than that, you can say the same to Torah in Rabbi Yochanan.
Exactly. Well, in fact, you have to say it in Rabbi Yochanan.
I know.
Something in my mind. Yes.
I think there's a very easy answer to the question, which is the Gemara is not Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, I'm asking.
The Gemara is there to teach reason.
Right. Something in my mind. By Rabbah. Kaim lechi, kaim lechi. What if a guy said, I validated, I validated. He said it twice. Unnecessarily. But he was very strong on his wife. I validated. V'nishal al-kama rishayna. He goes to Bezin. He says, I validated my wife's netter. I want to remove it. Mahu. Does he have to validate and remove the second one as well? Or, once one goes, they don't count the others. Tashma. Dama rabba. V'nishal rishayna. Shniyachal alaf. By Shavua, the halacha is, guy that swears he won't eat this bread, and then says it again, he has to remove each one individually. Right? We are learning Hekim, Hakama, from Neder, or Shua. So therefore, it follows the same rules. You validate something twice, you have to remove each and every one. Dr. Rush. Kaim lechi, shnei pamim. V'nisha reshay namahu. Miyam bina sheni kamandal esedami. He cried, Kaim Aneder, Skyler Day Risha. The first one doesn't count to begin with. You already did it with one. Aduma, the Hidi, I shy little heck command from the Kiyam Neder. Sorry, I skipped. He cried, Skyam Aneder Risha. Aduma Hashta, the Nishal Risha, Kaila Shaini. The Tsarak Lisha Gamolov. And you have to remove that also. Tashama, Dharma. Yes.
I'm sorry, he's talking about one thing, or these are two different topics that he's giving time?
One letter.
One letter.
Rabbi, is it one breath, one sentence?
Necessarily, no. Probably not. And if the guy swears he won't eat. He swears twice, right?
Does it make it stronger?
Yes, it does. Well, it means that the second one waits to be chow. Words count.
Once he
has the answer is the Gemara disagrees with again. So back on Dr. Zion and Dr. Press, we learned that if a guy swears not to eat this loaf of bread, and then he swore again not to eat the same loaf of bread, they both count. Now one is chal, the other one waits in the wing. That's what we said back there. Dr. Press, the Chacham
was Nishal.
Yeah. Therefore,
what's the word I want to say?
A tarsh nadar.
No, it's just a rote thing he's doing. The chacham That was good. The Shadley said they said the same thing twice. Okay.
But he came and he asked. I said it. I want to remove it.
He
didn't say I said it twice. Remove both.
It's a rote thing, meaning the chacham is not going to start pulling his hair out for the second one. He did 2 seconds ago already.
Yes, let's try one more time. He went to the chacham and he told the chacham. He kept forget the chacham. He went to three people in this room. He said, my wife made the netter not eat tomatoes. I validated it. I regret it. And Chacham says, the three people say, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. He walks home, he tells his wife, you can eat tomatoes. Wrong. Because he told the Chacham he validated it once. The three people removed it once. The second kiyum kicked in. And now in order for his wife to eat tomatoes, he has to remove the second one as well. Zakti Gabar by the touch that already took to Rush. Tashamadam Rabbi Nishari Shrenish Nihalov. Rabbi Amil Mil Sah the Tamba Pair Gimbal the Shuas. Rabbi Senator Mishnah Shuas. Shuas Rai Eichel, Vakal, Eina Kaiva Lachas. If you make 2 shuas in the 80, only Kaiv 1. They Shuah Kalal Shuah. Yama Rabbi, Nishal Rishaina, Kaiva Ashnia. Mishum Nishnia, Mitla Talia Vakaima, waits in the wings. Bula Mishkakas Ravcha Lakaila. Bula Mishkakas Ravcha. And when it finds room, it kicks in. Well, then, kaim lechi. The shein yichal, kimishna al rishim. Okay.
When someone asks Shaila on a kiyum, does he have to have a Pesach just like a measure?
Yeah. Or charat mikara.
Or noilid.
Or charat mikara. Noilid would not work. It's the same. Again, the source is neder.
All the same rules.
Dunk the Gemara by Rabbi. And I'll bet the next Shaila, you need a real good therapist to figure out why this guy is doing what he's doing. A regular therapist will throw their, they'll never do it, but they should throw their hands up and say, I have no clue why this guy would do what he did. But the Gemara always picks strange cases to try to prove halacha, to set boundaries. This is a case like that. Anybody that talks that way, needs Badika Akhra whether he can get an Aliyah. But this is the Gemara Shaila. Boy Rabba. A guy said to his wife, Kayim Baichi, I validate it. Who made for and 30 seconds later he said, and I nullify it. We're like, take a lakamum can call out for him. He said it all together, I'm sorry. He said, I validate it, I nullify it, and the validation shouldn't count unless the nullification counts. Strange guy. But that's what he said. He said, I validate it, I nullify it. And the validation shouldn't kick in unless the nullification kicks in first. Now, first he validated it. Then, immediately, he nullified it. Then, he said, the validation, which is first, can't kick in unless the second one kicks in first. Which means, second one kicks in, the first one can't kick in. Once you nullify, you can't validate. Dr. Rush. We just said those words. As soon as he says he validates it, he validated it. There's going to be a case that we're going to have immediately. The guy said, Harezu Tumuris Ayla Tumuris Shlomim. What do you say? So the mayor says, Tavos Lashem Rish. It's an Ayla. And Rabbi Yaisi said, half Ayla, half Shlomim. We wait till it gets a mum. You buy half with the money Ayla, half with the money Shlomim. Now, that's by they both can work. So the guy said, I validate it, I nullify it. Right? It was not Tarchidei Dibur, because if it's Tarchidei Dibur, he can change his mind. He's not changing his mind. He's saying, I want to validate and nullify. He's not changing his mind. I want to validate and nullify. So you go by validation. That's what he did first. That's what kicked in right away. But this guy added a clause. I don't want the validation to work unless the nullification works, which throws us for a loop. So what do we do? So to Gemara Tashema. We're going to try to prove it. Me plukted Ramei Rabbi Yaisi for the Machloikis of Ramei Rabbi Yaisi, which we just referenced. The not. How do you do Tamura Saila Tamura Shlomim? The guy said Tamura Saila Tamura Shlomim. Right? So, how do you do Tamura Saila? It is considered Tamura Saila because that's what he said first. If he says, I wanted to do both, he can't say both at the same moment. He's got to say one before the other. So he gets half and half. Let's catch up with the rush. Toshima. Like we explained. If not, how do you do Tamura Saila? Mishnahi, the pancakes of my remim. Hazu Tumuras Ayla, the toughest lesson reason. The mayor says, because if he meant both, he would have left out Harizu Tumuras Shlomim. He would have said, Harizu Tumuras Ayla Ushlomim. If he says he changed his mind, we agree, you can't change your mind. Dvar Kayamim, the Tirach Tistav, to grace till we get to Mum, the Yavi Bet Mechetze Ayla, the Chetze Shlomim. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. And even Reb Meir didn't say it. He didn't add the words that it can't become an idol unless it becomes a shlomim. Reb Meir did afara chala. So he's saying the nullification has to work first. Well, once you nullify it, it can't be akama. Why did he say it this way? Send him to a therapist. But the bottom line is, he said, you can't have Akama without Afara. So Afara has to kick in first. Akara has to kick in first. Then that's what kicks in. And once it kicks in, there's no room for anything else. Dr. Rush. Remei Nami Baited Afara Kola. Pirish. Now, there's two Pshatim in the Rush. I explained the first one. Pirish Arav Reblezer. This is the famous Reblezer he missed. Yes, he doesn't say that far as chal and that comma doesn't work. The yesh mefarshim, and some say, even the chalushneyim, well, you didn't even come over. We just throw our hands up. We have no idea what to do with this letter. I mean, the lady's going to have to keep it. But we don't really know if it's validated. We have no idea. Yes.
Rabbi?
Yes. Yes.
What does no one, is it not possible that the mention of the shlamim is an actual is also a revocation of it as an ola, saying that by just saying the second thing, he's in fact revoking the.
He says I didn't revoke it. He's saying I didn't mean to revoke it.
No, I'm saying he's meaning to substitute. He misspoke in the first part of it. He's talking about
again. The guy said. This is a tamura for both Ayla and Shlomim. If you would have said that, everybody would agree to Rabbi Yaisi. Wait till it gets a mum. That's what you have to do. And then buy with my half the money you buy an Ayla, with half the money you buy a Shlomim. That's what that was. He did not say that. He said it's a tamura Ayla. Says, I hear two distinct statements. There's only room for one. And Rabbi Yaisi says, ask him. Was he reversing himself? Or did he mean originally to make them both? If he did, this is enough of a statement to mean he means both.
So he might have reversed himself.
And he tells us, ask him. He might have reversed himself.
I'm sorry.
I reversed myself.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we just considered here in this case, Kiyam Lehi, Lefer Lehi. Which is the first statement?
K. Luffy.
So why don't we say that it's Mufra? I mean, he's saying something. Life is Lashon Rishon. It's what?
McQueen. Yes.
I don't know, represented or that then we would say that it's Mufra. I don't know. Maybe I'm
losing what you're asking. The case didn't stop with Karen Lashon Mufra Lashon.
said the second statement that it should not.
That's part of what he's saying. Time leichi, bofer leichi, and the akama shouldn't be chal unless the afar is chal.
Which means if the
afar is chal, then the akama should be chal.
But the afar is not chal.
Why not?
Because he said kiyum first.
But it can't be chal.
We're not putting.
But it can't be chal. He said it can't be chal.
Unless
the afar is chal first.
Is that
for a first? That's so there's two pshatim here. But Blazim Emet says yes, and therefore there's nothing to do. And he asked Mepharshim say, nothing's chal, because we don't know what to do with this.
That's not making signs here in the place.
That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That even Remeir, who holds Tavis Lashon Rishon, is because there was no added condition.
Whereas by
he said, I come, it shouldn't be chal to that far as chal. If he says, Kaim Lechi Mofer Lechi, and stops, that come as chal. Even Rabbi Yosi would agree. Room for both.
Doc is saying he wants both to work.
No, he's not saying he wants both to work. He's saying he doesn't want that come to work till that far works. He wants it in the order of Afara and Akama, which can't happen.
Why did you say more for later?
I don't know. I said, you'll need it. I just mentioned Gemara. Send them to Nala. I don't know what to tell you. I said he would really need a good one. I said that. I have no idea.
The point I'm stressing here is, given squid, what's tomorrow different than just a regular shlomim?
Same thing. We're not learning more now.
I wonder
how do
you get satisfied splitting it in half?
Why? That's what he wanted. We're going to. Maybe I see. He think that's what I wanted to do.
I wanted half of it for oil and half of it.
That we had. What did you mean?
One full.
Ramirez says he says he meant both, but we can't accept that.
It's impossible to have both.
No. It's possible.
By letting it.
So by it's originally saying I want it to be a tomorrow for both.
You won't get a full
half one and half the other. That's possible. He's saying, I meant both, but he said, Harizu Tmuras Oilu first. Over. Done.
Now, the thing about Afora Hakim, it's a regular Tanai, right?
Therefore, we have a problem.
Okay, so this is like any Tanai that does work.
I'm trying to figure out what you're
is it workable tonight?
Why not? Well, why not?
You can't do, again, you want the Hakama to only work after the Afara.
Okay, so maybe that Afara works. So that Afara works and Hakama doesn't.
You can't. Oh, and then because it's a tonight and.
But that's the Machoikis we shine them here.
Yeah, so explain that, please.
The Rav Blazim says, so we listen to him, and we have that Afara kick in first, and then Akama can't kick in.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's what Rav Blazim says, yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you think he makes sense.
What's the other side?
The other side is Baruch Hashem. And he says that the guy is very confusing. He said Kayim Lechi first, then he threw in it can't kick into after Afara, right? That means we have no clue what to do with his words.
Schwab says all the time, words mean something. He said it, have a nice day.
Okay. The other chat saying, we're totally confused by his thing. His words make no sense to us.
It doesn't matter how confused he is. Oh, I mean, because he's confused.
First he said, Kaim Lechi. Then he said, Mufra Lechi. He didn't say, I'm changing my mind, by the way. Mufra Lechi. And but one shouldn't kick in until after the other. So the other should say, it makes no sense, and therefore, we have no idea what to do. By the way, halachically, according to those who shite him, she has to keep the netter. According to her glazim emets, she's good to go.
Yes.
She can eat her tomatoes.
100%.
Yes.
Number one, I'm not on authority on anything. When I said words, I had a meeting about a month or two ago, Rabbi Margaret and I disagreed about some Samoan native language. Used the Shem Hashem, the pronunciation of the Shem Hashem.
as to whether or not he was.
I know the guy who, what's his name again? The guy who led Hezbollah for 5 minutes, his name was Hashem. The guy, after they killed Nasrallah, the guy that took over for about 5 minutes till they killed him, I think about maybe 10 minutes, his name was Hashem something. Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I remember is because it was Hashem. It made a Russian woman, yeah.
I think it's impossible that one can say this gibberish of Olin, Olin, Shlomo, and then give it to the kind who can check it with no kavana whatsoever.
Well, but they can't check it.
Take half of the animal because the effect of the Ola takes effect on the whole animal and the effect of Shlomo.
Again, nobody says that they can't check it. Everybody said you have to wait till it gets a mum and then use the money. An animal can't be half and half.
Well, that's exactly what I'm asking. Is since this is not proposed, I am taking it as proof that the designation of Ola and the designation of Shlomo takes effect on the entire animal.
Correct. Oh, well, yeah.
So therefore, you can't just
yes,
cut the
yes,
thing in half.
Yes,
half.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That's, incidentally, this question about a recursive sort of statement, like the classic is this statement is a lie, which is, if it's a lie, it's truth. It's truth, it's a lie. Is something that was debated extensively in the late 19th century.
Honestly, if you don't mind me saying that, I really don't care.
Oh, I do, because I find...
I agree that Chacham HaBagayim Tamen, Chazal tell us, Chacham HaBagayim Tamen, Tayra HaBagayim Eloi Tamen. That's what the Gemara says. If you tell, they tell you that Goyim said something that's wise and smart, trust it. It's true. They are very smart people, some of them. Like some of you, you know, some of them very smart, and you can believe it. If they tell you that they understood Torah, I'll tell them, don't believe them. So my Rebbe said, what's that in that? I go and learn, and they do. So he said, he brought a raya. He said, there's a book written by some English person, which I don't know, that writes what was the argument between the Sadducees and the, what were the other, Pharisees?
The
Prushim and the Tzedukim. The guy writes a whole book of theories. And an old Yid in London met the guy and said, I don't understand your book. It's very simple. They accept the Torah Shabbat Peh, and they didn't. And the guy said, you know, I never thought of that. He said, that's Torah Bagayim Al Tamid. But they don't have a Messiah. So whatever they say, they make up in their own minds. We are rooting from a Messiah.
I just have a great deal of it. Anytime I read something written by someone who's much smarter than I am, of course there are many on both sides.
Okay. Anyway, I agree 100%. We will stop here. We're not going to go weiter. The test is up to here. I'm sure Baruch Meister will have it out in 5 minutes, and it'll be you can do it by today, Mamas.